What's up, A?
Hi, everybody. It's the weekly show, What's Up, A, where we talk to executive producer Andrea Allen.
Hello.
Hello, Andrea.
What's up?
And now the executive producer.
I know, right? The CEO of our company.
Mm-hmm. What a jump.
This is the owner, Andrea. And how are these stocks and bonds going, Andrea?
Are you nervous to be with the owner of your company right now?
No, I don't know what you do. You know that. So don't take any of this to mean anything.
Okay. You know what's funny? I think we're genuinely loopy by the time we do this episode.
Totally.
And I think the listener is the biggest winner, because after we close the show, we're just like, I guess we're okay to say that, right?
I show you executive produce. I'll produce an execution.
You played it cool with your raise just now.
Thank you very much.
But I checked the books. We have to demote you, because you did write in show notes, this person hasn't been in the studio for 2 years, so you are now associate producer again. Easy come, easy go. Just double check. Before the show started, kind of happened to just be singing Mr. Brownstone. Mm. Just sing, and it reminded me of when Andrea, and as an intern, can you answer that door, please?
Yes, I'll go get that.
Thank you.
But come back as an executive producer, though.
Yeah, yes. We'll do.
And then we'll meet in the middle somewhere.
What was I saying? Something brilliant. Please, 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 please.
You were singing Mr. Brownstone from Guns N' Roses, and they reminded me of when it was me and Andrea in the studio alone, and we're putting shows together, and I just play, for whatever reason, I'm in the mood for Guns N' Roses. Mm. I'm playing song after song. And I have every song on every album of theirs memorized completely, every drum, every bass note, and who listens to bass, right? But... So I
bass players, we love you.
I say, what's going to come next, you know? Mm. And I convinced Andrea, I thought I was being silly. I convinced her that I never heard these songs before and that I just know the style of Guns N' Roses.
You are taking her for granted when she's exhausted.
Like, worrying is a waste of mine. And I go, it'll be a space. And then I go, time. And she's like, wow. I'm like, yeah. Until finally I'm doing a whole song. And she's like, wait a minute.
You know what it is? Like, and you take pride in these jokes. I'm not sure if you should.
They're accidental jokes.
I see. Oh, you think that she's like coming with you on this journey of stupidity.
I was explaining how I know the style of every Guns N' Roses song, mm-hmm. and I can pick it up pretty quickly.
He takes for granted that we don't know a piece of his life, because we know all of it.
Yes.
We don't know a piece of his life, and that's the lie he tells. And then he goes, haha, got you.
They will start.
I was tricking you on knowing all these songs. Whatever gets you through the day, Keith, I don't know.
He'll start whistling again, because they just played four bars. Oh, there's the patient's whistle, and I think I got this one figured out, too.
Oh, when you tricked me earlier. Yeah. I mean, okay, whatever.
Maybe you can hear a style.
Yeah.
I know Van Halen guitar if I never heard it before, so maybe that's the same thing. I just happen to know every instrument and jump in.
Do you know that people only listen to you so that they don't get duped on your nonsense?
I didn't, again, to be clear, I didn't try to trick Andrea. I thought the joke is, of course I don't know everything. And then she went, wait a minute, you're starting to really get these. And I'm like, wait a minute, you, what?
I don't know. You're always doing some weird joke. So it's like, I don't know what is real or fake.
That's what I learned in Landmark.
So I'm just going to ride it out and see what happens.
No. And he gets me on the show like that sometimes. He'll fill in, and this is fucked up, because at this point, I think Keith's thought is, we've been doing this show for over 12 years. We've known each other for a little longer than that. You should know. So you should know that when I complete the news story with something absurd at the end, that I'm joking.
Fuck that dog, blah, blah, blah.
right. Mm-hmm. But A, he does it so well.
Yeah.
And B, sometimes I don't get it, and I'm like, I go, seriously? And he goes, he's so disappointed. Mm-hmm. If you ever watch on the camera, he's so disappointed.
That's what I would do.
Right.
Catherine. You married an asshole. Why are we always tricked by you? Is that something for you to think about? What's that story?
Exactly. Like, it's the only times... He's pretty cool about like thinking that people around him do good work. He'll always mm-hmm. assume that like you tried or whatever. But then when you fall for his deliberate tricks,
uh-huh.
he looks at you like you're so stupid. Should he reconsider
dare?
Being your friend or working with you? Like, he starts reconsidering your whole relationship, and if it was the truth, and if you're lying.
Are you an idiot?
Yeah. Oh no, am I with an idiot?
Well, okay, but the Guns N' Roses
look,
songs.
It's true.
Yes. The Guns N' Roses song, they all sound the same. I don't know.
He's proving
like, how do I don't know.
It's so easy.
I'm just, she's just right. Tuning you out, man.
Was that Rocket Queen or It's So Easy?
Both. An abridged version of both. I don't know any of this music, so I just assume that, you know it. And
it's so funny. You didn't even have to have a kid. You already have your father jokes. Mm-hmm. Like, daddy's going to tell you a joke. Yes, dad. Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is fantastic because I don't want to ruin my penis.
No, exactly.
You know? But
with childbirth.
Yeah.
I'm that evolved.
You're so evolved. Yeah. You keep telling us how evolved you are.
Yeah. Wake up, people. Get on my higher plane.
I'm sorry.
Let's talk shit. Who can we talk shit about?
Oh, no. And then Kendra regrets it. It's called...
Oh, no.
And then we'll try to move on. Then Kendra keeps freaking
Zumok,
out.
Chad Zumok. What a fucking clown. Oh.
We did get a letter from somebody that really was upset at us.
Yeah.
And we talked about this person on Andrew's show and on Keith and the Girl. I'm like, what show do we do? Yeah. And on Keith and the Girl. Shot. Da, 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 da. And he was upset. And I'll just read the letter. It says, hi from Vegan Jules. Mm. Now, if you don't remember this gentleman, because I didn't. He's a fellow comic, right?
I mean, that's a very liberal use of the term.
He goes to where comedians go to.
Yes. Okay. And so says things.
But so does Xerxes.
Right. Sure. Xerxes is a better comic than this guy, for sure. I'd throw Xerxes up on a show before Vegan Jules, for sure.
But this guy does go on stages.
Yes. He will place his body on a stage and will speak into a microphone.
The words he says goes into the microphone.
Yes.
And people hear them.
Uh-huh.
Louder than their will would appreciate.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So those words come out, and he does that as a craft.
Yes.
Okay.
He's an artist.
He's an artist by definition.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because what is art, right?
Who knows?
She only went to art school. She's not going to know.
I wouldn't know.
Right. Well, it turns out this guy did too.
And yes. So, the best in Europe?
So he's on the subway. He puts a rubber glove into your, just a weird shit into your purse, puts porn into your purse. Just a real fucking weirdo. And we end up.
But she asked for it.
Right. Mm. And I love these stories where, you know, somebody is completely out of line,
mm-hmm.
and they don't understand.
No, it's the best.
When Andrea has this podcast along with 17 others,
I have a podcast a day.
She's a
don't say shit to me.
She's a comic, so why do you think you can grab her ass and it not go through a microphone when it's her turn?
That was not Vegan Jules. That was actually
no. I know. I'm just saying in general.
Mike, what's his last? I forgot.
Which Mike?
Guild? Yeah.
I did that. What do they call it? Workers. When you're in the same business, I do you a favor, you do me a favor. They think
you
that,
scratch my back, I grab
your
ass.
Yeah. They think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, professional courtesy. That's what I'm looking for.
By the way, I haven't seen Mike Guild. Like,
he's out saving the world. He's in Afghanistan punching ISIS.
Yeah.
A fake hero. He's
curing cancer.
What a weirdo. What a shame when people end up weirdos.
Drugs and cheating on his wife.
You know what my favorite part of the Mike Guild thing was? Mm. Is he was so mad at me. So mad at me. And like a week later, I found out I had a tumor.
Yeah.
That's
money,
fun.
Bro.
Yeah.
So good.
It's so great. It's so mad. That's what he sounds like in my head.
It is funny when, because you know what? The poor people that get mad at us,
mm-hmm.
they can't time it.
Yeah.
It is a bonus when a McNally is yelling at me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, they're actually messing with my pancreas in the hospital right now. You self-centered fuck.
But I'm sure you're very upset.
Right. But okay, let's get on that.
They're always so outraged. These lunatics, when you call them out, they are so outraged and they're so sure that they're totally right. And always very upset that their name is being besmirched and they can't defend themselves. That is always the line of fire.
So this guy went right to us.
Right.
Keith and the Girl.
To the top?
To the top.
You know, I'm the executive producer, bitch.
Well, we're executive CEOs.
Sure, right.
So when we give raises, we have to... raise our status as well. Mm-hmm. Dear KATG, I Googled my name recently, says Julian Matheson, as I'm undergoing a professional and possible character review for work in a few months. I came across your episode on KATG dated June 19th with Andrea Allen.
Do you know what he does for a living?
No.
Okay.
Now, I don't even know the show he's talking about, by the way. List the number. List the title. Help me help you.
But also, you're up for a review. You're a comic. It's
yeah,
it's over for you.
Right. Yeah.
Try to get a real job, Andrea.
I know. Oh, it's fucking dare so you. Over.
There's a lot that's factually wrong and just plain mean and nasty in that episode, which I normally maybe forgive in the comedy world. But you've also stolen a Facebook photo of mine.
You stole a Facebook photo?
We put up his face. And tagged my real name and my comedy alias so it comes up in Google results. Well, that's nice to hear. Thank you. I don't want this letter to be pages long as this is already quite a long affair. So, number one. Oh my God.
Always lists.
Always lists. Yeah. Go over great.
Unabomber.
When you're upset at somebody, send them a list and they will definitely take you for real. Number one. First off, I can break down number one into 1.1, 1.2, but I'm sorry. I don't have all day.
He has a character review at work.
Number one. Right. I got to scour the internet for people besmirching my good name. Number one. Andrea started her campaign against me as a sexual harasser conveniently at the same time that I published a list of 200 of the best comedians in Brooklyn / East Village. She was otherwise perfectly fine letting me roam free, violating women at will. Let me tell you something.
This is so fucked up. This mm-hmm. fucking sex. It's like, yeah. Oh, now mm-hmm. you want to prosecute me? Yeah. I don't know. I guess we should wait until you did it to the 15th.
Yeah,
what the
right.
fuck is wrong? You got away with it. What you're saying is,
yeah.
I've been getting away with it. So yeah. I don't understand.
This bitch, he's basically being like, I was upset about my place on the list, and so I smeared his good name.
Were you on the list?
Yes. I was on the list. I saw the list. I'm like, this is fucking hilarious. What's hilarious about this list, besides everything that it exists?
Yeah, I don't mean to be like, oh, you were on the top 200. It's a stupid fucking list.
I'm in the top 200. There's a second tier that is like comedians who are I'm to look at. And like Joe Zimmerman, someone who has like late night, is on the to look at mm-hmm. section, but I'm better than him. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. I didn't care about the list, but someone showed me the list and then was like, oh yeah, he also followed this girl home. And I was like, you know what? He's been a creep to me and I've heard some of this and he followed this girl home. And I was like, fuck it. Now's the time. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, oh no, am I going to get into JFL if I don't get Vegan Jules' right. recommend? Shut up. No one takes you seriously. So, you're ridiculous.
Andrea wrote back, I want to be clear that even though I hate you and I'm saying you're obviously sexually harassing people I know, this won't affect the list, right? That's still scientific yeah, and math, yeah. right?
What
this,
number were you again?
I think it was like 170 something.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So, by the way, this
before
is...
Before him.
Oh,
may I say?
This is what
he'd rather fuck you than himself.
Sure.
This is what sexual harassers do. This is from the school of Pat Dixon. When you let me tell you something. If anybody ever accuses me of sexual harassing them, I promise you that you'll never hear me say anything to the tune of, oh, well, watch out, everybody. Apparently, I go around raping everybody.
Right.
The rating this is a giveaway, if you ask me. So you were perfectly fine letting me roam free, violating women at will. I wouldn't even have fun with it.
Yeah.
I'd shut it down. I would dare you to explain to people what happened. Oh, you were okay. I'm just grabbing and mm-hmm. sucking tits all day. They always push it one further too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're saying, is it like Pat Dixon, so I just grab a girl and rape her on the table? No, I said you grind it up against one against her will. That's what I said. Oh, so I'm just going around raping people while I'm on stage? Like, well, you know what you're saying.
It's
you're
a distraction.
Fucking weirdo. And that can even trick somebody for a second is amazing. But as a landmark, I've seen some weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, take that in. Number two, you're really taking a nitrile, N-I-T-R-I-L-E, not rubber actually, glove.
Is he telling us the material of the glove you put in your...
Yeah, yes. Sure.
Inaccurate, Andrea.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He's saying it's not a rubber glove. It'd be like saying, it's not a rubber glove you said that I put in her thing as some kind of sexual pervert weirdo. It doesn't even make any sense. It was latex.
Fact checker.
Right. A leftover from work. Whatever the fuck that means.
Where I carried bodies of the women I killed. You fucking weirdo.
Right. What kind of, that's even weirder. Yeah. Right. What's your job? Leftover from work that I threw away, that I threw where no other trash bins were provided. Into her see-through green picnic bag.
You're saying, oh, there wasn't a trash bin provided for you where you were, so you threw it in Andrea's purse to get over it.
Yes.
I see. Okay.
My bag was asking for it.
Yes. I couldn't find a garbage Andrea.
It's her green picnic bag. It's see-through, where all objects within it are public art objects.
So what?
Yes.
What does that even mean?
I have no idea.
He's saying her thing is see-through, so we could see through it anyway. So it's not
a threat.
Yeah.
It's a piece of art.
Yeah. What a fucking weirdo.
What an insane part. You're fucking weird. You should not have wrote this.
Yes, I know.
Julian Matheson, you should not have wrote this. Julian@skytracestudio.com. So then writes, so this doesn't really make sense, but I'll read the whole sentence. You're really taking a nitrile, not rubber glove, actually left over from work that I threw away where no other trash bins were provided into her see-through green picnic bag where all objects within it are public art objects.
It's not a picnic bag. Mm-hmm. So now you're wrong and we get to...
and all of it is null.
Right.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to start over now.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit.
You're really taking a nitrile, not rubber actually glove, left over from work that I threw away where no other trash bins were provided into a see-through green picnic bag where all objects within it are public art objects as sexual harassment. I went to the best art school in Europe. Mm-hmm. I know art. Also, I'd ask her out 3 years prior. I didn't wait 3 years to continue pursuing her / harassing her. He knows art. Mm-hmm. So this was art, putting a weird rubber type glove into your bag.
Rubber type. Good job, yes. Keith.
Nitrile, please be accurate.
Period.
It's art.
Three. So take that in. Mm-hmm. Okay? Three.
To be clear, also, he asked me out. I said no on the train, and then he said, please. And I was like, this is fucking insane.
So
and I was
sad.
Like, can we be friends? I don't know. Whatever. It was weird.
Can I have a hug, though?
Yes, like that. And then so that was our incident. But the reason why I called him a sexual harasser, which that in itself is awkward. It's not sexual harassment. It is very schmarmy and weird, but you're not like touching me. Then you put the thing in my bag. You're weird. You're weirding me out, dude. You're like not exactly doing. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. I just put it in your bag. It's art.
But why? Also, why a glove? It's not sexual.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I'm putting something of yours. Yeah. It's weird. And then he does it in someone else's bag. But it's some joke. Oh yeah, it's all just such a coincidence. But he followed a friend of mine home and tried to get her to give him a hug. And he also privately messaged another female comedian being like, you talk about being horny all the time. Why won't you fuck me? So it's like, I knew all this. He doesn't understand. You did something creepy to me one time. I'm not up all night thinking about you, but I do know that you do all these things. And like when the Aaron Glazier, the guy who got accused of rape at UCB, and there was a lot of news about him, the reason why he got away with it for so long is that no one fucking said anything. It was just like, oh, let's keep it hush hush. I don't want to ruffle any feathers. And so I just post on Facebook, he's creepy. That's all. You're creepy. I find you creepy. That's my right. He's weird. He harasses women. I know all this is fact. I can say it.
I feel like I didn't
do it. You did it, weirdo.
I would either ignore that because it's like, oh, Andrea's wrong and she's calling me creepy, whatever. Mm-hmm. Or I would be like, you got to tell me how, because I didn't know this and like, I'm worried about how I come off.
Yeah.
But I don't think that I would be like,
well, you wanted
writing a letter to info@keithandthegirl.com. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's not even directly to you.
I know.
Oh, I guess we're in charge of our show, but she's the executive producer.
I'm the president.
Three. There was a porno being thrown around. What the fuck are you talking about? Now I know you. You know what I mean, Julian?
Yeah.
I didn't know you. Now I know you. I'm in your life now. Three. There was a porno being thrown around at a mic at the Creek that landed on a coffee table where Kate Weinberg and I were sitting. That's almost like, you know, Kate, you talked to her recently. Where Kate Weinberg and I were sitting. When she wasn't looking, I placed it in her bag as a practical joke that she might be at a restaurant later, go to pay and pull out a porno. Ha ha.
Is that art or is it a joke? I'm not sure.
The joke never worked because she saw it right away. Knew it was the porno being thrown around. It wasn't too bothered by the prank. Nah, they never are
yeah,
they?
Yeah, no one was. I bet you if I asked Kate, she'd be like, what a freak that guy is.
Yeah, and plus strippers always like me. I mean, come on. Right. How do you expect us to respond to your garbage? It always has to be combative. Yeah. I always have to fight you.
Mm-hmm.
We're on good terms. I'm sure you're on great terms.
Yeah.
Yeah, you call each other, you fucking weirdo. I don't carry around pornos for women's bags. I'm also not okay with raping or jerking off into women's bags, as you put it.
Was that the joke we told, vegan?
Usually I let it go for comedy purposes. Number four. There's 62, by the way. Mm-hmm. He loves lists, right? Mm-hmm. Andrea Allen deleted and blocked me as a Facebook friend as she posted that I sexually harassed women.
Andrea, you blocked him? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. That's, I don't know, freedom of speech, heard of it?
I know. I besmirched his good name, mm-hmm. and then I, like a coward, whenever I call someone out, which is, I got to pick and choose, I will delete and block them right away because I know... If they want to get in touch with me and have a serious conversation, they will find an appropriate way. But these people are crazy. He's fucking crazy. I knew I was going to get this. So I'm like, nope, we're done. I said it. It's out there.
Then on your show, she calls me a coward for not confronting her at one of the select venues I am still allowed to go to.
What's that mean?
It means he's banned from some places.
Yeah, he's banned from multiple different venues.
Julian, why would you tell me that?
Yeah.
Do you know how much it takes to be banned?
Yes.
Do you know how much it takes? What did it take for Karen Feehan to be banned at the stand? And now she's back, by the way.
Yeah.
I think she went in the back. She threw some food around.
Yeah,
I mean,
she called the owner fat. Yeah.
Do you know how much, like, people are like, why don't you ban this fucking idiot open micer? And usually places are like, look, everyone's harmless. Like, they go with the everyone's harmless thing. For you to be banned is like...
From multiple places. Why would you even rate that? That I'm still allowed to go to. Well, while not afraid to confront her, I'm not going to risk getting into a scene with her at a key battleground for enacting my campaign to hate women, as she puts it. And besides, being blocked on Facebook, I thought was English for leave me the fuck alone. 5. I was the one that made Rachel Coleman.
What the fuck are you talking?
I was the one that made Rachel Coleman's and I's conversation open to the comedy community for review. What's he talking about?
So Rachel Coleman is one of the girls that he harassed, and she's the one that he was like, well, if you talk about being horny all the time, I think he told her he jerked off to her. I never saw the back and forth.
Honest to God, though, that's the, without being able to tell the person, it's only half, that's half the fun. You know what I mean? It's almost as good to let the person that know it is almost as good as the actual orgasm.
Yeah, right. And so that was, I knew about Rachel Coleman. Like now it's like, okay, I knew about Rachel Coleman. I knew about my friend Mary. I know about what he did to me. I'm like, all right, this is a pattern, clearly.
Right. Rachel just talked about it a lot to a lot of people.
Right.
I have an account of it that I haven't mentioned to more than a few, where I'm sitting in a chair mostly innocently and something unexpected starts blocking my view inconsiderately.
That's her ass, by the way. That's what he messaged her about.
Oh, wow.
But I jerk off to your ass.
So here's what he says. Mm-hmm. I have an account of it that I haven't mentioned to more than a few. I don't know. Honestly, God, I don't know what that means. Where I'm sitting in a chair mostly innocently, what does that even mean? Mm-hmm. And something unexpected starts blocking my view inconsiderately, but that's a much longer story.
For who? Who are you telling the story to?
I got time, bro.
To your new friend, Keith.
Suffice it to say, your show gets enough wrong, and I'd appreciate, well, you got me on your side. Your show gets enough wrong, and I'd appreciate it if you take off the Facebook photo you took from me.
That is really such bullshit.
Yeah.
And unlink my name and comedy alias. So we did, we took off his regular name, but the picture's staying and I'm debating about putting the name back. It wasn't very nice, you moron. Sounds like you listen. How did you think I would take this? Keith will get it.
You understand. Your woman is out of line.
Things have been in his face inconsiderately.
Keith, when there's an eclipse, I mean.
Well, he's like, I couldn't look directly at it. It wasn't very nice either to comment how big of a piece of shit I must be or that I should kill myself. That was probably him. I've really been shaken up a few of days over this. You all right, buddy?
No.
You all right? You fucking creep? I'm mostly a private person. I doubt it. I do comedy, mostly at open mics, because I'm a washed-up musician who can't both work early mornings and hang out with musicians in Bushwick at 4 a.m. I don't have anywhere else to go. I don't have ambition.
From where? What are you talking about? You don't have anywhere to go.
Right. Can I jerk off to you? I don't have ambitions to be famous other than as a screenwriter / director.
Then don't worry about your Google results.
Mm-hmm. I use an alias, which is Vegan Jules, because I've known from the past my views wouldn't lead to a lot of professional success, and maybe I did enjoy having some fun getting into some conflicts. Nevertheless, I try to separate my work and play life.
No, you don't.
So who?
No, you don't, because those women were at work and you decided to play. right?
Yeah.
When he threw the glove in the in your yeah, where were you?
At an open mic doing comedy.
Is that fun for you?
No.
All right.
But I have to do it, and now I have to sit in a room with you, fucking weirdo.
But who did it? Was it Jules or Julian? Well, he signs the name Sincerely Vegan Jules, so he was out of line. Nevertheless, I try to separate my work and play life. That's fairly normal. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm a big consent person also.
So no, you're not.
I never Why looked
at... Who shows off that they're a big consent person? Yeah. What does that even mean?
I'm into it.
I'm the number one best at consent.
Thanks, Trump.
That's fairly normal. I'm a big consent person also. Pretty big. I mean, I'm not the best at it. Mm-hmm. No. But I'm not the best bowler. But I'm good.
Yeah, pretty good.
I'm a big consent person.
Keith, I heard this show, and I don't bowl at all. In fact, I haven't bowled since I was 12.
Right. I'm a big consent person also, so although I could give you a further account of my innocence, it'd really take too long. Sincerely, Vegan Jules. And all I did was forward this to everybody in the company. What a fucking weirdo. Love, Keith. I should have wrote back, go ahead, I'll take more. You wackadoo.
Yeah.
This is good. Because everything, for the most part, was spelled correctly. So you went over this and went... That's good. You wrote that I'm mostly into consent. You wrote everything.
It's art. It's so haughty, a lot of it. Very, yes. Like, they wouldn't understand. Right.
I'm sorry. I went to the finest schools in Europe. I don't know if you know, but if you Google Art Europe, you'll see some things.
You'll see me, Vegan Jules.
In the art. You won't see me, per se.
Why don't people like to say the name of their school when they're so proud of it?
Right.
I went to an Ivy League. Name it. I went to the best school in Europe. Name it.
Hey, vegan, I got into Parsons, and I also got into the London School of Art. Both scholarships. Oh. You sexually harassed me. It's not art. I'm done with your shit. You're fucking weird and washed up. How come I say one thing, and then everyone is just okay with banning you? You know what I mean? If you were such a precious, innocent comedian who was just being taken down by this man-hating cunt, then why would no one said a single thing to me?
No one.
No offense, but not everyone's trying to jump on your side about shit.
No.
They're just not.
Well, it reminds me of Pat Dixon. Not one mutual friend, not one, said, I don't think this is the Pat I know.
Yeah.
A person or two, and I told him it offended me, said, hey, can you let this go? Friends are supposed to, comedians are supposed to stick with comedians. And I go, no. And here's why that is ridiculous for you to say, and it's offensive. He did this, this, and this, and this, and don't ever come at me like that again. And both these guys go, yeah, you know what? He is getting worse. I'm like, then why did he even start with me? And they apologized.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, it was a couple phone calls that said, hey, can't we keep this in the comedy community? And I was like, when you march... In your marches that you go to that you think they're very important, do you go, you know what, cops, keep it between you guys, police right. each other.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what we're doing? Right.
Well, I mean, he's a performance artist, and it was a performance, putting
and
glove
also,
in my bag.
It doesn't take one thing for people to explode on you in this wonderful community. People do keep a tight, like, people are really close, and they are protective of the community. Yeah. So by the time somebody speaks this on this level,
openly.
Of, like, yeah, this openly about yeah. you fucked up.
Yeah. Well, he also, like, he's banned from a venue called Pine Box. He's not banned from the Creek, you know.
The Creek is, like, very lenient.
Sure. You can be a rapist and hang out at the Creek. You'll be totally fine. I love hearing sets about how Bill Cosby was framed. But it's, like, it's not, it wasn't, like, oh, he offended me 3 years. If he did it 3 years ago and I'm just sitting there waiting, no, clearly things have happened since then. You know, I'm not getting this out of nowhere, and it's not in response to your stupid list. Like, it's just so whatever.
Is there a chance, though, you guys can work it out?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I'm open.
Never close doors.
Never close
yeah,
doors.
Yeah, there could be an opportunity. You know what I mean?
I got a bigger, more clearer purse.
Mm-hmm.
Someday he might be your boss. You never know.
Yeah. He also sent some weird text to a friend of mine about, like, with, like, the, there's a symbol in gangs for murder. It's like a number, like not like the 411, but, you right. know, like, I'll see you in the blah, 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 motherfucker. And my friend posted on Facebook, a man posted on Facebook being like, this guy is crazy. You know, he is a little crazy. And so I do worry. The reason why
I went to the finest police officer school.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. If I'm going around, I'll try not to go around murdering everybody yeah. today.
So I'm like, yeah, you are a little crazy, to the point that I'm slightly concerned that you might fucking go postal and.
Well, now we got it on record.
Yes.
So when you are dead.
Yes.
Easily we'll know who did it.
Easily.
We'll just go through these shows and make a list.
Right. Right. Seriously. I have a dossier that I keep by my bed. Men I hate.
Actually, I know some women in the community who do have a list, who keep track, because what happens is people will say something really shitty. And they just keep the list. Like, these are people who will say this kind of thing, who will harass my friend, who will,
ooh.
You know what I mean? Yeah, there's spreadsheets on these people because it's really hard to navigate through a lot of this shit and keep it straight.
I want a spreadsheet.
I find it kind of lame that you've been saving my threats and turn-ons.
Well, that's like a...
Really? Honestly, quite pathetic. But seriously, I am touching myself and there's a certain person in mind.
When there was still the Woman in Comedy Facebook group, which was disbanded after the whole rape scandal, someone posted screenshots of Mike Guild saying like gross things to them. And Emily's the best. As soon as the screenshot goes up, she's screenshotting in her computer.
Right.
And after I outed him for being a weirdo, he was like, come at me with everything you got. I'm like, I have screenshots. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't. Do you think the mentality
people
there?
People on their threats. Don't push me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think it's? I think this is giving him too much credit. Like, he doesn't know that he did. Like, how do you not? Like, is he drunk and forgets? No, because you still have those texts on your side.
Yeah. Mike, Julian, this new guy. Pat Dixon, they all think they're so clever, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I'm gonna
get Keith to go, ooh, look at this. Okay, yeah, it's just a little art joke. And I don't know art, he went to Europe.
Yeah.
He thinks he's a fucking genius.
Yeah.
So they either have that or flat out threatening. Bring it, I dare you.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
It's a little like, you don't even want to see how crazy I can get. It's like, oh, I see it.
Right.
It's right here.
And by the way, check your age, too. How old is this guy, Julian?
He must be in his late 20s.
Okay, I'm 43. I've seen a few things, and you're full of shit. Bring it. Okay, thank you. I will. Fuck off. You fake fuck. I'm double your age. Bring it. All right,
what
you tricked me.
Bring? A picnic blanket?
I don't know. Whatever I bring, he's going to put some shit in it. Mona Lisa Part 2.
If it's see-through, it's see-through, Keith.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true. My bag was asking for it.
Oh, if you wear a see-through top, forget about it. You walk home with a bunch of garbage in your tits. All right, Julian, thanks for the letter. I know you know.
Boy, we always think we're going to talk about one thing and then we
Rachel's
talk about the other.
Rachel's text, as you know, I made them transparent.
Yeah, now I got to go look into this, and I did, and now I know that creepy story about you. What else should you have say, you fucking wackadoo?
Yeah.
I also think that people rely on the fact that nobody talks to each other, and I think we're finally getting to a place where we do.
We all do.
Yeah. But for a long time, we didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like you said, that's how a lot of people got away with a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know my show. Why would you ever write me?
That's true.
info@keithandthegirl.com. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I do the very next day. I have another show. What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? Maybe the president didn't talk that day. And I go to your email, you moron. Holy shit. Anyway, thank you. And we're putting your name back on that picture. Fucking asshole. You get a lot of things wrong. He's right. I have gotten things wrong before. Give me a lot of food for thought, Julian. By the way, even though this is in VIP, feel free to put the whole show on Facebook.
I want to show this to his parents. This is your son.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Done.
You raised this, so enjoy.
Good. I love it. Kill yourself.
I feel like we can.
Can you stop? You said it first.
I did. Em does. Stop saying kill yourself.
That's Em is the one. No, yeah. No joke. If there's a kill yourself, it was Hemda. Everybody would assume it's me. Well, you wouldn't win the car at the end because it's Hemda. You should die. That would be Hemda. Trust me. That's that empathy.
Uh-huh.
You know, when it snaps, oh, it snaps.
It snaps hard.
Yeah. No, she wants a lot of people dead. For them to kill themselves. I mean, not murdered.
Sure.
I don't even know how to chime in on this. I'm just like, no, I do. Yes, I do.
No, wait. I don't.
It's definitely, everyone should die.
We're all going to die. What if I just ask him to do it sooner by his own hand?
Sure.
Maybe that'll take him out of misery. I don't judge. Euthanasia is a thing, and I believe in it.
Honest to God, whatever word you said is not a thing.
You're fired.
Oh, no.
As the executive associate.
I honestly thought I was going to be fired last week, so I got another weekend. Thanks.
All right, Julian Matheson, look. Oh, you're probably thinking, man, they don't want another letter from me. I do. Honest to God, no joke, I want this to continue forever. Okay? So we'll be friends in that way, and that'll probably be real to you, you fucking weirdo. You and Kate talk all the time. Get out of my country.
Get out of my steakhouse, vegan.
Yeah, vegan. Vegan Jules, it's so clever. What the fuck does it mean? Write me a letter on it. Number one, I'm not even vegan. That's the joke. Two, Jules is short for Julian. Three, four, C3. Repeat, rinse and repeat.
You really can go on forever.
No one likes you, you smug douche. You're so smug. Fuck you. What's his face look like? I bet it looks like that letter, doesn't it?
It does look like that letter.
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
He wears all these artsy things. Mm-hmm. He's very, very like edgy looking.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
Well, you can check show notes and to see his face. Those are at, I don't know the show, but it's June 19th with Andrea Allen. Yeah, I'll get right on. I'll do research to make a change in your picture. Get the fuck out. And by the way, that letter was 2 pages. Don't waste my paper. That's the real thing I'm angry at.
That's not
Andrea
vegan.
Can take care of herself. Yeah, that's not a vegan attitude. Trees are, you know, they call the bark the meat of the tree. Uh-huh. And you kind of just wasted all that. All right. Have a great life. What's up? Hey.